Whoever wishes to be first among you, you must be slave of all. Mark chapter 10 verses 44. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as we are on the 29th Sunday in ordinary time, the readings give us the best examples to be the followers of Christ is to be servant of all. We live in a highly competitive world, and people are constantly to get elected, selected, and to become higher and higher in their range of living and so on. And everyone wants to be great in front of the other. And in doing so, sometimes they even try to put the other down. But we see in the first reading today, from the fourth servant song of the prophet Isaiah, portrays the picture of just man, the suffering servant of Yahweh, who is ready to carry the burden of others and endure pain and hardship for others and for others' sake. The suffering servant ideal placed before us is a challenge to put all people who claim to be disciples of Master. We see in the second reading, Jesus, the high priest. We heard about the superiority of Jesus' priesthood. We heard in the Old Testament that a priest is set apart, chosen among the people, and he has a separate place where no one can enter into the high priest place. But here we see in contrast, Jesus lived among us. He lived with the people. He journeyed with the people. And he died for the sake of people. He bore our sins, our conflicts on him. He never tempted or never committed a sin. Though being formed just like us, the human. We see in the gospel reading where James and John, the sons of Zebedee, coming to Jesus and requesting a provision. Or in other words, they are requesting a post in the kingdom of Jesus. Until now, he has been proclaiming the gospel. He has been preaching the gospel to the people, journeying towards Jerusalem. And there, we already had thrice the passion prediction of Jesus. Jesus foretelling about his end. Rather, the disciples still, they did not understand. They did not give a keen attention to his words. They thought his kingdom would be something reigning here on earth with a governing rule and power. Therefore, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, wanted to sit at right and left. That's why Jesus instructs again the disciples clearly, "It is not me who grants to sit at my right or left, but it is for those prepared." It could be one among us to sit at his right or left, provided being the true followers of God. Jesus has shown us the way. Jesus has shown us the way to the Father by his very own life, just as he instructs his disciples. Therefore, he instructs all of us to be great in the kingdom of God, or to be great in the kingdom of heaven, or to be seated at the right or at the left. It is up to our way of behavior, our way of life here on earth, instead of showing our greatness or our proudness in front of others, but imitating Jesus, being like him, the servant of all, we gain a place in the kingdom of heaven, a place in the eternal life. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, there have been many people who lived a holy life. There have been many saints who are a great exemplary to all of us. There have been our own ancestors, or our parents, or our forefathers who have lived a holy life, who have been servant of servants, who have been the least of all, instead of wanting to be great of all. Let us imitate them. Let us imitate our Master, who died for the sake of not his sin, but for the sake of humanity. He paid his life as a ransom for many. That is the true love that he exhibited. That is the trueness of his life that he has exhibited in front of us. And we, being the followers of Christ, so-called called to be the Christians, have to be after the footsteps of our Master. Therefore, it's an opt time for all of us. Do we need to be the suffering servant for others, for the sake of others, journeying along with Jesus, making our journey of life along with the life of Jesus? There we receive a manifold blessings from God. As we have began the synod in the diocesan phase, Pope Francis invites all of us, the entire church, to reflect on a theme for a synodal church: communion, participation, and mission. And he asks all of us, is decisive for its life and mission of the church. It is precisely the path of synodality which God expects the church of the third millennium. This journey, which follows in the wake of the church, in the wake of the church's renewal proposed by the Second Vatican Council, is both a gift and task. That is, by journeying together and reflecting together on the journey that has been made, the church will be able to learn through her experience which process can help her to live communion, to achieve participation, to open herself to mission, to journey together. We need to let ourselves be educated by the Spirit to a truly synodal mentality, entering with courage and freedom of heart into a conversion process, especially in reflecting upon the participation in the church, the reception and living in communion in the church, and our mission in the church. Therefore, Synod on Synodology, with the theme for a synodal church, communion, participation, and mission, will offer a roadmap for the church's future, which is lying in our hands and in the hands of the people who are in the church. Therefore, it is our responsibility and duty to contribute to the church, to the growth of the church, and for its future. This be our prayer on this Sunday.